morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I'm Bob Anthony. Oklahoma has been home my whole life. My family operated a clothing store chain in Oklahoma for over half a century. My granddad used to have a little wooden box on his desk, and it said on the top, "The Secret to Success." And you opened it up and it had one word, work. That's the ethic I grew up with. To me, being a conservative means following the law, doing what's right, and being faithful to the public trust. I believe in fighting for the little guy. I think public service is sacred. The public trust is sacred. And it makes me angry that so many people are in politics for their own self-interest or for their own personal financial gain. The Corporation Commission is supposed to make sure that people pay fair rates. Fighting corruption is not anti-business. It's pro-Oklahoma. The question in this election is, who can the voters trust?
Honesty. Integrity. Anthony.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Anthony, 2018.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. The misuse of opioids has reached critical levels in recent years, and Oklahoma's rural communities are feeling the impact of this nationwide crisis. On Wednesday, USDA's Ann Hazlett, Assistant to the Secretary on Rural Development, hosted the Oklahoma Opioid Roundtable in El Reno to meet with local leaders, hear their concerns, and discuss possible solutions. Hazlett took a moment to speak with us about this issue and others that she's working on in her role within USDA's Rural Development Office.
Well, no corner of the country has gone untouched by this issue, but we know that rural communities have been particularly impacted, and we know that the needs in rural America, some of the challenges that are there in meeting those needs, whether it's access to treatment, we might not have those treatment clinics in rural communities the way we do in an urban center. So what are some of the specific needs of rural communities that we need to address, and then particularly of our tribal members? And so today will be a real learning opportunity for me to hear firsthand from people that are dealing with this challenge on the front lines, and then seeing how we can be a stronger partner to them with our resources, as well as some of the model practices we see working in other parts of the country that might be something that can be adopted here.
According to Hazlett, 64,000 people last year gave their life to opioid abuse, or roughly 174 people each day. That's more than the number of deaths caused by gun violence or car accidents. As this crisis rises to a boiling point in the state, its impact is beginning to affect the available workforce, thereby weighing on economic conditions here in Oklahoma.
I always hate to focus on the numbers because, of course, every life matters, but the numbers truly are staggering.
And while USDA and its partners continue to fully wrap their arms around this problem, Hazlett says there are some initial program investment opportunities already available, including a robust telemedicine program, which helps treat those without local access to treatment facilities, available grant funding for equipment and infrastructure upgrades, and programs that address some of the broader needs in fighting this crisis, such as transitional housing and workforce development. Hazlett admits that much of what needs to be done to fully address this crisis is beyond what USDA can offer, but reaffirmed her department's commitment to working on the front lines of this problem where it can to continue its mission to improve the lives of those in rural America and to cooperate with other entities that can provide the resources USDA cannot.
A lot of this goes beyond USDA, and it's important that we are working very closely with some of our other partners, both at the federal and the state level, to make sure that our resources are aligned with their mission as well.
You got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock, proud to present their Corn Belt Classic number 20, June 13th and 14th, coming live from Council Bluffs, Iowa, being seen on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV, Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering over 67,000 head of cattle, 14,800 yearling steers, 11,000 yearling heifers, 14,000 weaned calves, and 24,000 calves on cows. For more information, go to Superior Livestock.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.